path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome to our transmission Path to Success. And today we bring to you the topic about wealth or health, or you can say health or wealth. Since childhood we have been listening this, health is wealth, health is wealth. Bas jitna lekin bade hote ja rahe hain, we don't care about our health, but we always worry and care about the wealth. And remember, you can't enjoy wealth if you are not in good health. Ye yaad rakhiyega. To health bahut zaruri hai, apni sehat ka khayal rakhna hai, lekin aaj problem ye hai ki we always worry about the wealth. So aaj topic hai, isko thoda sa compare bhi karenge, health zaruri hai ya wealth zaruri hai. Hamare muballighin hai, we will get madani pools and words of wisdom from our muballighin, Qamar Madani mashallah, Bilal Shabbir bhai and Waseem bhai, और हामिद रजा भाई भी हमारे साथ हैं इंशाल्लाह. फर्स्ट इंशाल्लाह वी विल लिसन द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ दुरूद पाक. द बिलव्ड रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैज सेड, हूएवर लाइक्स दिस थिंग दैट अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल इज प्लीज विद हिम व्हेन ही इज प्रेजेंटेड इन द कोर्ट ऑफ अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी. क्या करना है? शुड रिसाइड सलात अपॉन मी इन अबंडेंस. दुरूद पाक की कसरत करनी है तो इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल इसकी बहुत बरकतें मिलेंगी. सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. इंशाल्लाह कुरान पाक से आगाज करते हैं. इंशाल्लाह हमारे हामिद रजा भाई इंशाल्लाह कुरान पाक की तिलावत करेंगे.
सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला वसल्लम. अऊजु बिललाहि मिनश शैतानिर रजीम. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله سبحان.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب
अपने मामा
Inshallah, we will start with our beautiful Muballigh Dawat Islami Qamar Madani. Inshallah, wealth or health or health or wealth. Kya hai? Aiye baat karte hain inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Shah Sahib, health is, when we think of health, we think of our physical well-being, not being ill, not having any kind of ailment. But in Islamic terminology, although we have the equivalent or the translation of health literally in siha, or as we say in Urdu, sihat, we have that element. There's also the element of well-being, general well-being, and that is usually translated or that is usually described in Islamic terminology as afiyah. So afiyah, which is more like a general well-being, and siha are different blessings, but sometimes they're used synonymously or they're described in the same way. The other element is obviously wealth. Some people think that, oh, whenever religious people, they talk about wealth, they always talk about it in a negative light. That's not the truth. Because wealth or mal is such an important topic in the Quran. We have stories in the Quran that describe the destruction of people who had a greed or yearning for wealth, of accumulating wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specifically warned the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That, O you who believe, do not let your wealth, your amwal, and your children, your offspring, stop you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if your children and your wealth is not stopping you, at least from the obligations of the religion, then generally you have nothing to worry about. For accumulating wealth in itself is a mubah action. So to have money is not a sin. But the sinful element or the negative element, this comes in when a person, either his intention becomes corrupt, or he does not use that wealth in the right way, or he does not fulfill the rights of other people who have rights over him, or he does not fulfill a religious obligation. For example, he does not give his zakat. Then that wealth starts to become negative or has some negative element related to it. As far as siha is concerned, the famous hadith which the brothers quote, نِعْمَتَانِ مَخْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَسِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَغُ. That in terms of two blessings, the majority of people are in loss. What are those two blessings? Siha, good health, and free time. So people have good health and people have free time, but they don't use both of these blessings. Now, health is better than wealth, or health is the most is priceless wealth, because think about it, Shastab, you have someone who has all the money in the world. He has so much money that he can buy whatever he wants, or he can live in any way he wants to, but suddenly he becomes ill. Suddenly he's diagnosed with cancer. Suddenly he loses a limb, or he becomes crippled in some way. Now he can't fulfill those desires that he had. He has the apparent means in terms of the wealth,
right,
but he physically can't do anything.
That's right.
So he does not experience the fruits of his, if we're assuming what he has accumulated is halal, even the halal that he's accumulated, he won't experience the fruits of that. And the warning of just accumulating is given in the Quran, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. The piling up of wealth, the accumulation of wealth diverts you until you see your graves. This is the state of people. They're working day and night trying to get more money, and before they can actually spend that money or enjoy that money, they die.
Okay.
And they're in the grave. And then those who inherit the money, the inheritors, they're fighting over how much they should have and the shares, and all this happens. So the money that they leave behind becomes a trial for those who inherit that money. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah we'll be discussing different elements, that we understand the significance of good health, and that good health is actually better than what we accumulate in terms of our wealth or our assets.
MashaAllah. Kamar bhai ne bade pyare andaaz mein explain kiya ke sirf wealth hona hi kafi nahi hota. Health jo hai wo bahut important hai insaan ki sehat ke liye, kyunki health hogi to wealth kaam degi na. जब कुछ कर ही नहीं सकते तो क्या करेंगे. आपका दिल चाह रहा है फॉर एग्जांपल कि मैं कोरमा भी खाऊं और मैं बिरयानी भी खाऊं, लेकिन डॉक्टर ने कहा है कि हुजूर आप खा ही नहीं सकते हैं, आपको सिर्फ दूध और ब्रेड लेनी है, आपको ऐसी बीमारी हो गई है, सेहत का ख्याल नहीं किया ना. और आपकी नजर में तो पैसा कमाता रहूं पैसा कमाता रहूं, वेल्थ होगी तो मैं सक्सेसफुल हूंगा। लोगों की यही ड्रीम होती है कि इतनी दौलत हो जाए, इतनी वेल्थ हो जाए, बस टेंशन नहीं है। हालांकि उनको ये नहीं है, द ग्रेटेस्ट वेल्थ इज योर हेल्थ, ये याद रखिएगा। ये जो सेहत है ना, ये कोई आम चीज नहीं है, इसी की वजह से बहुत सारी चीजें आपके साथ जुड़ी हुई हैं। आप दौलत होने के बावजूद भी लोग अस्पतालों में पड़े होते, खाने के लिए भी पाइप लगा हुआ होता है। सेहत बहुत जरूरी है, सेहत और आफियत की दुआ करनी चाहिए अपने रब्बे करीम से। लेकिन सेहत किन किन मायनों में होती है, ये थोड़ा सा एक इस्लामी टर्मिनोलॉजी में इंशाल्लाह इसको थोड़ा सा हम मजीद वसी करेंगे थोड़ी देर में, लेकिन फिलहाल तो बात हो रही है हेल्थ या वेल्थ। तो माशाल्लाह बिलाल भाई भी हैं।
जस्ट कमिंग ऑन फ्रॉम योर पॉइंट अबाउट ट्रूली व्हाट शुड बी गिवन मोर इंपॉर्टेंस, हेल्थ और वेल्थ, आई थिंक वन पॉइंट व्हिच इज डेफिनेटली ओवरलुक्ड इज द फैक्ट दैट वी हैव बीन गिवन हेल्थ without, and generally speaking, we have been given health without any struggle or strife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into this world, allowed us to come into this world, and for speaking generally, many of us are healthy. We don't have to do anything to become healthy when we're born. But the thing is with wealth is we have to strive for it. And I think it's an issue in the mindset itself that anything that is that we have to strive for, that should be worth more. That should have some meaning to it. Something that's given to us, maybe it doesn't have much meaning. That's the mindset of today. That because we have to strive for something, that's why it should be given more value. Because I have done this thing, so this wealth is not any ordinary wealth. Sorry. You're saying wealth is just something which we should spend in the path of Allah, but this is something that I have worked for. So people today do have this issue, and it is a problem that because we have to strive for it, we give it importance, but wealth and sihat, because we have it for free, we don't value it. And this is one point. Sayyid Sahab, another point is that health or wealth, the main understanding that I took from this title whilst preparing was what should be given importance, what should we prioritize, should we prioritize over focusing on our health or acquiring wealth. And if we think about just the word wealth, Sayyid Sahab, primarily it's divided into two types, physical health and mental health, means psychological. And in both aspects our religion al-Islam helps us and guides us in this way. And I'd just like to end on this introductory point that if we look at health and wealth, and if we look at it in theory and practicality, meaning in reality and in theory on paper, we would say that health is more important. Theory. We would say that no doubt without health, how can you acquire wealth? How can you go out of here and do this? But the reality and the state for the viewers of Madni Channel, I just want everybody to reflect over, is that when we live our lives, we have it the other way around. We give priority to our wealth over our health. And this is why it's not only within the UK, but around the world, you will see many people, they will put their health not even second on this list. They'll put it so low behind, they will stay up sleepless nights, they will struggle and strive and just to acquire wealth. Now, no doubt, this is a good thing when you're providing for yourself. No doubt, you're saving yourself from going hungry, or you're saving your family members from going hungry as well. But we are talking about the general sense of when a person, he doesn't look after his own wealth that he has with him. And as you mentioned, scientists, and even they've come to the research now, that it's not really health or wealth. The true deduction that they've come across is health is wealth. That the best wealth a person can acquire is good health, and it's our responsibility as human beings and especially as Muslims to look after our health.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Waseem bhai bhi hamare saath hai, kya kehte hain Waseem bhai?
MashaAllah, first of all, a very important topic, and definitely like the two mubaligheen before me, MashaAllah, Kamar bhai and Bilal bhai, mentioned that definitely health is more important than wealth. Meaning, you mentioned a beautiful quote at the start as well, that you cannot enjoy your wealth if you don't have health. It's simple as that. Now, for example, at this moment in time, there are approximately 39 million people around the whole world who are blind. Now, you ask them, they could have millions in their bank account. They could have the biggest of mansions. But if you ask them, what's your greatest wish? They will say that I hope to see you again. I will give all my money away just to see you again. You know, there was one story, Bapu, there was one individual, he was a very rich individual. And one over time, he had some sort of disease with his eye. And what happened, his disease was so severe that, you know, today, we close our eyes, we open our eyes, we can see. This individual, his disease was so severe that for him to actually open his eyes, he had to physically open his eyes and physically close his eyes. He went for treatment here, he went for treatment there. And someone met him. Someone goes, look, you're one of the richest people in this world at this moment in time. Tell me your biggest desire. That rich person, his response was, My biggest desire is that I want to open my eyes and close my eyes without doing it physically with my hands. So this shows you the importance of health. Now, at this moment in time, there's approximately 420 million people. Allah has given us this blessing of hearing. 420 million people around the whole world, they are deaf. If you ask them, they could have money, they could have a big bank balance, they could have everything in front of them, they could have children in front of them. But if you ask them the greatest wish, they will say to you, brother, I want to hear again. My children are speaking in front of me, I want to hear their voice. My mother is speaking in front of me, I want to hear their voice. So you know, today what happens is, like Bilal bhai, mashallah, beautifully mentioned, today we jeopardize our health because of our wealth. We prioritize our wealth. If you look at this further, Sayyidah, you know, people say today, brother, who's going to touch me? What is someone going to say to me? One illness of dialysis. Approximately 30,000 people in the UK at this moment in time are on dialysis. Those people who are going through this disease, they actually know. Going to hospital every second day. Going to hospital every third day. Meaning if you ask them that, brother, what's your greatest wish? He's got £1 million in his bank balance. He'll say to you, my greatest wish is that this bimari, this illness of dialysis, I want to get out of it. Those people who are disabled, approximately 110 million people around the world, they are disabled, Allah, some sort of Allah. Disability. What's your greatest wish with that? I want to walk again. I want to touch something again. So this shows us that no matter how much wealth you have, just one illness strikes you. And that shows you that your health is much more important than your wealth.
Ek nerve bhi jo hai na, wo kaam karna band kar de na, ye palke na, iske andar pata nahi kitni nerves hai. एक जिस्म के अंदर इतना सिस्टम है कि आपने कभी रियलाइज नहीं किया. बिलाल भाई ने बड़ी जबरदस्त बात की कि हमने रियलाइज ही नहीं किया ना, बिन मांगे हमें मिल गई ये चीजें, हाथ मिल गए, आंखें मिल गई, ये मिल गई हैं. इंसान पैदा होता है ना तो लिखा हुआ 4,500 बीमारियां साथ लेकर पैदा होता है, और ये बीमारियां हर वक्त एक्टिव रहती हैं. लेकिन अल्लाह ताला ने ऐसा कुव्वत मुदाफत सिस्टम जिस्म में डाला है कि ये खुद ब खुद जो है ना उसका मुकाबला कर रही होती है. मुंह बंद रहे तो ये बीमारी हो जाएगी, मुंह खुलता है उससे वो जरासीम मरते हैं, वो जरासीम आते हैं जो उसका मुकाबला करते हैं. आंखें खुलती हैं, आंखें बंद होती हैं. एक एक चीज यानी सर के बालों से पांव के नाखून तक अगर गौर करें तो पता चलेगा कि ये सेहत कितनी बड़ी नेमत है. कभी आंखों किसी का होता ना, क्या हुआ यार, इधर दर्द हो गया, बड़ा मुश्किल है. अच्छा, जिस दिन आंख के अंदर दर्द हो गया तो दाना निकल आया, किसी की नाक के अंदर दाना निकल आता है, किसी की आंख, वो कहता है इससे बड़ी कोई परेशानी नहीं है. किसी के होता है टांगों के अंदर, उंगलियों के बीच में जो है वो दाना निकल आता है, तो वो कहता है भाई बड़ा मुश्किल है. यानी जब तक हमें ये नेमत, हमें फिक्र ही नहीं थी, जरा सी चीज हिलती है ना तो फिर पता चलता है कि ये कितनी बड़ी नेमत है. हम दौलत के पीछे भाग रहे होते, दौलत दौलत, असल में जो नेमत है ना, असल में जो प्रीशियस गिफ्ट है, जो वो उसमें से एक जो है वो सेहत है जो अल्लाह ताला ने हमें अता की है, उसका जितना शुक्र अदा करें रब्बे करीम का उतना कम है. बहरहाल इंशाल्लाह मजीद मदनी फूल भी लेंगे, कॉल्स भी हैं. इंशाल्लाह कमर भाई के मदनी फूलों के बाद इंशाल्लाह लेते हैं
जी. सैयद साहब, वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट हेल्थ एंड इन द, एज आई मेंशनड अर्लियर, इन इस्लामिक टर्मिनोलॉजी वी हैव द वर्ड आफिया व्हिच इज समटाइम्स ट्रांसलेटेड एज गुड हेल्थ एंड समटाइम्स ट्रांसलेटेड एज जनरल वेलबीइंग. आवर प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम स्पेसिफिकली instructed us to pray for forgiveness and pray for afia. And in that hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned that the best thing given to an individual after yaqeen, after certainty, is afia, is good health. So if people want to ask this question, what is the most precious thing for a human being in light of this prophetic tradition, the general answer is that the well-being, which afia is, because it's a word which has a lot of scope, it's jami', so it covers your physical well-being, your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, and that is part of good health as well. So we just think of it, if we're not cut or if we're not broken a bone, afia covers everything, and it covers the external and the internal. And in terms of a question, which, how important is this and what significance does it have in light of our character, we like to give sadaqah and charity, especially if we're afflicted with an illness, if our health is affected. Shasab customarily, especially the elders in our families, they encourage this, which is the right thing. Give some sadaqah so this calamity is averted, or you are given some kind of relief. But in light of one hadith also mentioned in Tirmidhi, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he was asked a question, which is the best sadaqah, the best kind of charity. And in this particular hadith, he answered, when you give sadaqah in a state when you are sahih, meaning you're in good health. And then he used an interesting term. He said, when you are stingy, meaning you have a longing to keep your money, to withhold your money. No. When you long for a long life or comfort in life, and when you fear poverty. Because when people are healthy, Shahsab, they don't sometimes, or this might be a reason for them not to give sadaqah, because they become heedless. Yeah. They have everything, so why do they need to remember Allah? That's the kind of mentality or mindset. When they're afflicted with something, then they say, oh, let's remember Allah now, let's do tawbah. So here our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is specifying that the best kind of charity is when you're actually healthy.
Say.
So the reason why you're giving in the way of Allah is not because you want to make up for, you want to attain good health. You already have that good health. And not only that, the sadaqah that you're giving is countering that stinginess. Because if that stinginess is inside you, you go against your nafs and you give the sadaqah. This is better than when you're willingly giving sadaqah, because there's more effort involved. It's a struggle. Giving sadaqah when you hope to have a long life or a lavish life or a comfortable life, because your nafs will remind you and the shaitan will whisper, if you give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have less for your comforts. Okay. So now when you give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are countering that thought or that whisper as well. And the last thing, which is a theme of the Quran as well, you're giving sadaqah when you fear poverty, because that is the fear which the devil puts into the heart and mind of the individual. If you give sadaqah, you might have less, or in the extreme sense, or in the extreme case, you might not have anything at all and you become poor, which is obviously, most of the time, it's just a waswasa, it's just a whisper. So countering all these elements and then giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the best kind of sadaqah as well.
MashaAllah. Sadaqah ke hawale se bhi baat kar rahe hain. Achha, thode se gareeb ho gaye to kya ho jayega? Agar thodi si wealth nahi hai to kya hai? Pehle jannat mein chale jayenge inshallah.
Allah.
حدیث پاک یاد نہیں ہے کہ غریب امیروں سے 500 سال پہلے جنت میں جائیں گے اور جنت میں غریبوں کی کثرت ہوگی زیادہ جو ہوں گے کثرت سے وہ غریب ہی ہوں گے تو کیا ہو گیا لیکن صحت ہوگی تو عبادت کریں گے نا صحت ہوگی تو اللہ کا شکر ادا کریں گے صحت ہوگی تو کچھ کریں گے نا ایک دو لوجیکل بھی سمجھیں کہ دو دوست ایک ساتھ رہتے تھے انہوں نے کہا کہ آپ بزنس کرنا ہے and they started business अच्छा एक ने कहा कि बिजनेस करना है बस मैंने देख 5 साल के बाद मिलेंगे आफ्टर 5 ईयर देखते कौन सक्सेसफुल होता है आप भी थोड़ा सा जज कर लीजिएगा एक ने की जी खूब मेहनत वो मेहनत ऐसी की कि बस समझे कि वो 18 घंटे काम करता था ओवर टाइम भी कर रहा है पैसा कमा रहा है वाकई इतना कमाते बिकम अ बिलियनेयर इन 5 ईयर्स घर है गाड़ी है बच्चे हैं सब कुछ है 5 साल के बाद उसने कहा मिला लेकिन 5 साल के बाद हुआ क्या After 5 years, because he hasn't looked after his health, अब वो खा नहीं सकता, blood pressure उसको हो गई, sugar उसको हो गई, cholesterol उसका high रहने लग गया, जो सांस की बीमारी तो उसको हो गई, अब ये फंस गया, पैसा है, million heir बन चुका है, घर है, गाड़ी है, बच्चे उसके सुनते नहीं, time नहीं दिया था, बीवी नाफरमान है, अब वो घर जिस घर को जिसके लिए मेहनत की है, वो घर उसको काट खाने को दौड़ता था اور وہ بیمار ایک کمرے کے وہ سوائے دودھ کے اور بریڈ کے کچھ نہیں کھا سکتا تھا بیماری ایسی لگ گئی دوسرے نے کیا کیا he hasn't worked hard that much پیسے کے پیچھے اتنا نہیں بھاگا ہے اس نے تھوڑا کیا لیکن پروپر کیا اپنی صحت کا بھی خیال رکھا اپنی ہیلتھ پر بھی توجہ دی اپنی اولاد پہ بھی توجہ دی اپنے گھر پہ بھی توجہ دی 5 ایئر کے بعد وہ ملینئر نہیں بن سکا وہ کچھ بھی نہیں وہ کرائے کے مکان میں ہی تھا لیکن اس کی اولاد اس کی فرما بردار اس کے گھر والے اس کے فرما بردار صحت اس کی اچھی جو چائے حلال وہ کھا سکتا ہے اس کو کوئی پرابلم نہیں ہے آپ یہ بتائیں سکسیسفل کون ہے وہ ملینئر جس کے پاس پیسہ بہت ہے لیکن نہ کھا سکتا ہے نہ پی سکتا ہے نہ اولاد فرما بردار ہے, یا وہ بھلے کرائے کے مکان میں رہتا ہے لیکن اس نے اپنی صحت کو بھی توجہ دی, اپنے رشتہ داروں کو بھی توجہ دی, آج بچے اس کے فرما بردار ہے, گھر میں آتے ہیں بچے کھڑے ہو کے اس کا ہاتھ چومتے ہیں, رشتہ دار جو ہے اس کے بارے میں اچھے جو ہے وہ باتیں کرتے ہیں. تو پیسہ ہر چیز نہیں ہے, یہ یاد رکھیے گا, ہر چیز کو طریقے سے لے کر چلنا ہوتا ہے. اگر کمانا ہے, پیسہ کمانا ہے, ساتھ میں اپنی صحت کا بھی خیال رکھیں, اپنے گھر والوں کا بھی خیال رکھیں, اپنے بچوں کو کتنا ٹائم دینا ہے, ہر چیز کو پراپر لے کر چلیں گے تو انشاءاللہ زندگی کامیابی کی طرف ہوگی.
باپو, یو جسٹ مینشن ویری بیوٹیفل پوائنٹ, اینڈ اٹس ا میجر 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 پرابلم ان آور سوسائٹی دیٹ پیپل آر ورکنگ لانگ آورز. برادر, ہاؤ مینی آورز آر یو ورکنگ؟ آئی ایم ورکنگ 14 آورز ا ڈے. ہاؤ مینی آورز آر یو ورکنگ؟ آئی ایم ورکنگ 16 آورز. And you know, this has some major impacts, which like you just mentioned, the first of all, your social life, meaning your children who you have a responsibility over, you're not giving them a time. You're not giving them the tarbiyah that they require. And then 20 years later, you're like, whoa, what's happened here? What's happened to my children? And apart from this as well, many, many health problems start to develop for those people who start working long hours. For example, a person who works 11 hours a day is more likely to get depression compared to someone that's working 7 hours a day. Meaning just by working extra 4 or 5 hours a day, you're more likely to get depression. And if you look at productivity, say yourself, in regards to those people who work 70 hours a week, it's mentioned that they're actually, if you look at it deeply, they're not doing more work than those people who are working 50 hours a week. Meaning those people who are working 70 hours a week, they just may be getting extra money. But in actual reality, they are not giving more time, they are not getting more output than those people who are working 50 hours a week. And there are many, many, many health destructions for those people that work long hours. For example, heart diseases, strokes. This is very common amongst those people who are working long hours. And especially another point as well, taxi drivers just sitting in one seat for 13, 14 hours. Meaning because you're not having that physical activity, meaning you're jeopardizing your health. So no doubt, maybe the money is coming in, but long term, there is more destruction for working long, and there is more destruction for your health at the same time as well.
Health pe bahut issue hota hai, usi liye kehte na, so many people spend their health gaining wealth, lekin bhi baad mein kya hota hai, baad mein wahi paisa de kar na apni health le rahe hote, to fayda kya hua? Itna lamba exercise ki kamar bhai, idhar bhi bhage, ادھر بھی بھاگے, اور اس کے بعد پھر پیسہ, وہی پیسہ جس کے لیے 14-16 گھنٹے کام کرتے رہے اور کسی کو ٹائم بھی نہیں دیا, ڈپریشن الگ ہوئی, پریشانی الگ ہوئی, شوگر سارا کچھ ہو گیا, اس کے بعد اس کو ریگین کرنے کے لیے ہیلتھ کو کیا کر رہے ہیں, وہی ویل ضائع کر رہے ہیں, وہی ویل دینی پڑ رہی ہے. تو پہلے میانہ روی میں زندگی گزارنی چاہیے نا, درمیانہ راستہ اختیار کرنا چاہیے. ہاں یار, کوئی بھی چیز زیادتی میں ہو نا, یہ ہمیشہ کچھ نہ کچھ اس کے کانسیکوینسز ہوتے ہیں. تو اس لیے پیسہ کمانا منع نہیں کر رہے, لیکن کتنا کمانا ہے, کیسے کمانا ہے, پہلی بات تو یہ کمانا ہی حلال ہے, حرام تو نہیں کمانا نا, حلال ہی کمانا ہے. لیکن اس کی بھی ایک باؤنڈری ہوگی نا, طریقہ کار ہوگا. یہ تھوڑی ہے صبح سے, صبح اٹھتے ہیں تو پیسے کا سوچنا ہے, رات کو سوتے ہیں تو پیسے کا سوچنا ہے, نہ نماز کی فکر, نہ قرآن کی فکر, نہ گھر والوں کی فکر, نہ بچوں کی فکر, نہ اپنی فکر, نہ صحت کی فکر, بس پیسہ کما لوں. ارے بھائی, پیسہ کما کے کیا کرو گے, اتنا پیسہ کس کام کا آئے گا؟ اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے.
People, they spend their health throughout, they spend years, 10, 15 years attaining wealth, and then from that wealth, they become ill. But due to this whole activity, not looking after themselves, they become ill. And then from that wealth that they've earned, it's basically going back. And it's no profit in essence, they're making a loss. Because all that time that was spent in acquiring that wealth, you are now spending it in recovering from this. And one point I'd just like to mention, for especially for myself and for youngsters as well, is that today, Saitab, it's very strange. We will accept advice from doctors, okay, we will accept advice from people who are like motivational speakers, but when it comes to our own parents, we will not accept advice. And I just want everybody to kind of try to listen really carefully, try to understand this point. If a person is ill at home, his mother and father, especially, they are not silly. They have seen the child grow up. They know what he likes and also what's good for him, what's bad for him. And when the parents advise him not to do this, when the parents and the mother or the father advise the child not to stay on your phone too late at night, for example, they will take this as the parent is attacking me, the parent's not giving me my free time, the parents are not letting me relax with my friends and message my friends. Whereas if that same person now, due to staring at the screen at night in the dark room, now he goes to the doctors due to an eye injury. The doctor says to him, what is your daily routine? What do you do? He goes, I go to school, I have this, I have this. And then he goes, but what do you do at night? Do you go to sleep straight away? No, I don't go to sleep straight away. Rather, I'm on my phone for about 2-3 hours. Maybe they won't even tell that to the doctor. But the point is, when the doctor will give him the advice, okay, now you need to stay away from these devices at nighttime. And even these motivational speakers, those who talk about success, successful personalities, they say to go sleep on time and before going to sleep, make sure 30 minutes prior to sleeping, do not look at anything electrical. Do not look at any devices so that you can attain a fresh sleep, so your mind is fresh when you wake up. When people watch these, then they start adopting and acting upon this advice. But the point I'd like to mention is our parents are giving us this advice for free. Our parents look after us, they tell us, but we always take it in a negative aspect. One thing I'd just like to give a message to the viewers of Madani Channel is value your parents. Understand them and respect them. Don't overlook the advice that they give you, because they care for your health more than you care for your own health.
Right.
Your parents know what's good for you, and when you're striving and getting wealth, remember that your parents were the one who gave you that ability. They brought you to life. They gave you the ability to go into schooling and to acquire this knowledge. Here today, many people disrespectful to their parents because of their wealth, because of them. They don't spend on their parents. They don't look after them. So here is the main destruction of wealth, where we are trying to say, value your health over wealth. Your parents know better. Look after your health, but also use your wealth in a beneficial manner.
Mashallah.
Try to look after your family members as well.
Mashallah. Bahut pyari baat hai Shah
sahab. Ji Shah sahab, following on from Bilal Bhai's point about motivational speakers, I find it quite, it's a strange thing that people don't think about the fact that if these so-called motivational speakers are successful in their own right, if they give away the secret of their success, there'll be less of them. Because everyone will be doing the thing that they've done to attain their success. So it's a kind of, you know, you think of it logically as well, that usually what people like that will do is try to motivate you to do obvious things or things which are common sense and advice that you can get better advice from the Quran and Sunnah.
Subhanallah.
And we don't, best and better. But people will say, oh, religious people, you know, these mulvis and these religious people and preachers, they're always giving, they're going to say that. It's not about that. It's not an individual who is giving, it's not me or any other speaker. The advice comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows about the matters of the heart. He knows about, he's the all-knowing. It's Alimul Ghaib. And this is what we believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you follow the religion, your certainty should be that what I am following, this code of conduct that's given to me by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which ultimately comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the best way for me to live. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified, warned us about wealth when he described the destruction of wealth, and he that famous hadith, "Bani Jaiyani Ursila fi Ghanam," that the two hungry wolves that are unleashed upon a flock of sheep, "Bi'afsada laha bil-hirsi al-mar'i 'ala al-mali wa-sharafi li-dinihi." These two hungry wolves, which are unleashed upon a flock of sheep, do not cause them, or do not cause within them, more destruction than a man's love of wealth and honor or status destroys or causes destruction in his religion. So such a powerful image our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam related. We can't really, think about it. Two, not just wolves, he said hungry wolves.
Allah.
So when they attack, they will tear those animals apart. Two hungry wolves unleashed upon a flock of sheep who have no way of defending themselves. They wreak havoc. They destroy the sheep. But that destruction is not worse than the destruction caused by love of wealth and love of status, love of honor for a man's religion. So if someone is thinking about his deen and his well-being, or being in a good hal, being in a good state in terms of his religion, these are two points he must consider. Is my longing for wealth, is it destroying my religion? Yes or no? Is my longing for honor, that people respect me, You see, if you give respect, we know, Sayyid Sahib, if you give respect, usually you get it back. And give respect unconditionally. Don't give respect because you want it back. You give respect because it's the right of another believer. And talking about right, your body has a right. We're talking about siha. So talking about, the brothers were talking about sleep and having enough sleep. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on more than one occasion, he specified, he said, your body has a right. Your lives have a right upon you. So we can't be people who live carefree and we don't care about our health. So all this element of, all these elements of looking after your health in terms of your diet, your exercise, these are all related to the right your body has over you. And these bodies, as I mentioned last time I was here, have been exchanged. In exchange of what? In exchange of paradise. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these bodies are a trust. Don't harm your bodies intentionally, unintentionally, by being unhealthy, by being unhygienic. This is the Islamic teaching, that you fulfill the rights of your body and you fulfill the rights of wealth, so that the wealth does not destroy you, just as those wolves destroy the sheep in the flock.
MashaAllah. Aayye kuch call lete hain, inshaAllah. Take few calls now.
محمد عرفان اتاری لاہور پاکستان سے عرض کر رہا ہوں ماشاءاللہ بڑا یونیک ٹاپک ہے آج ہیلتھ اور ویلتھ کاش ایسا ہی ہو جائے کہ ہمارے پاس ہیلتھ بھی ہو اور حلال ویلتھ بھی ہو لیکن بعض انسان ویلتھ کے چکر میں اتنا گم ہو جاتے ہیں کہ وہ بس ویلتھ کمانے میں اتنا لگ جاتے ہیں کہ اپنی ہیلتھ کو کھو بیٹھتے ہیں اور اس پر ہیلتھ کو ریکور کرنے کے لیے اپنی ساری ویلتھ بھی لگا دیتے ہیں اصل ویلتھ تو وہ ہے جو نیکیوں کی ویلتھ ہے نیکیوں کی دولت یہ بہترین دولت ہے اللہ پاک ہم سب کو اچھی ہیلتھ بھی عطا فرمائے حلال دولت ویلتھ ضرورت کے مطابق عطا فرمائے قناعت کی دولت نصیب فرمائے تاکہ ہماری آخرت بھی بہتر ہو اور دنیا بھی اچھی ہو جائے اللہ پاک ہم سب کو محتاجی سے بچائے اور اچھی صحت والی نیکیوں والی لمبی زندگی عطا فرمائے ناب خان اسلامی بھائی سے عرض ہے کہ کوئی پنجابی کلام سنا دیجئے جزاک اللہ خیرہ
آمین بہت شکریہ عرفان بھائی آپ کا اللہ آپ کو جزائے خیر دے بہت اچھے مدنی پھول آپ نے دیئے کلام کی فرمائی بھی کی ہے تھوڑی دیر مل لیتے ہیں نیکسٹ کال پلیز
My name is Muhammad Abbas. I am calling from Delhi. My money catch is not on to read is not Mary Ulfad Madina say you nahi mere aqa ka roza Madina mein jazakallah khair
Amin inshallah zarur sunate hain aapko bhi next call please
Muhammad Rishad Tari calling from Bertrand Trent UK MashaAllah Zawjal Such a beautiful silsila, path to success. MashaAllah, may Allah reward all the brothers on the panel and all those Mubaligeen that come and enlighten us with their Madani pearls.
Next call, please.
My name is Husamin and I speak from Delhi. I would like to request the Naat one to read this Naat. Munawwar meri aankho ko mere resham so duha karte jazakullah khaira.
انشاءاللہ آپ کو سناتے ہیں بہت پیارا کلام ہے ویسے نیکسٹ کال پلیز
My name is Rizwan Asker from Derby, UK. Great topic and issue being discussed today. And it's a phrase that's used frequently in the Western world. But I feel that to even contemplate, to even think about this, which one is more valuable, health or wealth, is done by those that haven't had a major illness or haven't gone through major health problems. Because it's only when you go through one of these trials, one of these tribulations, that you actually realize how important your health is and how inferior wealth is compared to that. And you see this so many times that when somebody is impacted seriously by health, they don't care about much else. And they will spend whatever they can to get their health back to normal and fit. And we shouldn't put wealth over health. And most of the time when we do, and you're driving yourself, working all the hours, trying to earn that wealth, you'll burn yourself out and your health deteriorates. And only when it's too late, you'll realize, I should have looked after my health. So it's always health over wealth. That's my view.
Jazakallah Rizwan bhai from Derby. Beautiful Madani pool. Kamar bhai ki taraf chalte hain inshallah.
Obviously health is wealth. That's our conclusion, or that's the conclusion that we've reiterated in our points. And without health, you can't really enjoy your wealth. This is another point that we made. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam warned us about the negative elements or negative aspects of accumulating wealth and how this can make someone heedless. In one particular hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the love of wealth and the love of honor, they create or they make hypocrisy grow in one's heart the way water makes vegetables grow.
Allah.
So just as plants grow due to water, in the same way, if you keep fueling the evil of your nafs, or the evil that the nafs is affected by, if you keep fueling this with the love of wealth and the love of attaining honor or acceptance from people, then this will eventually or at some point create hypocrisy in your hearts. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was the king of prophets, but he did not live like a king. He chose to live a frugal life, and from his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam we learn lessons of simplicity and what's more important. Another problem that wealth can bring, Shasab, and people who have money, they have my sympathy in this regard, because I've said this on a few occasions to some brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with wealth, and the comment from me has been, isn't it difficult for you to have genuine friends? And they've become very serious and they say, yes, that's true. It's very true that it's very difficult for us to have genuine friends. And what's meant by that is, anyone who is in contact with these people, there's some motive.
They ask for something.
Yes, exactly. Either they want to increase their acceptance in society, or they want to increase their contacts, or they just want their money, or they like
how to get wealth.
Exactly. So the relationship or the bond with them is not al-hubbu fillah, as we would say. It's not because there's no sincerity. If the bond between the so-called friend and whoever the object of his friendship is, the rich person, if that bond is not genuine, not sincere, then he won't really attain blessings in that company. Blessings come, a true brotherhood is genuine brotherhood, where there is no I'm his friend or I sit in his company because I want his money. It's because I sit in his company, he reminds me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes me stronger in following the religion. He inspires me to do to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with steadfastness. These are the elements, but unfortunately a lot of people who have money, they don't have these genuine friends.
Sahi farmaya. Dekhi, daulat ہونا حلال طریقے سے اس میں کوئی وہ نہیں ہے، منع نہیں. حضرت عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی سیرت کو لے کے، حضرت عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی سیرت کو لیں تو دولت تھی، لیکن ساتھ میں پنچویلٹی نماز کی، امیر المومنین بھی ہیں، حکومت کے معاملات بھی دیکھ رہے ہیں، ساری رات عبادتیں بھی کر رہے ہیں، امامت بھی فرما رہے ہیں، لوگوں کے مسائل بھی حل کر رہے ہیں، اور تجارت بھی ہو رہی ہے، بزنس بھی ہو رہی ہے، صدقہ خیرات بھی ہو رہا ہے، اور اللہ کے راستے میں جو ہے وہ سینکڑوں اونٹ اور یہ جو ہے وہ کیا کہتے ہیں گھوڑے جو ہے سامان کے ساتھ وہ بھی دیا، یار یہ ساری چیزیں نظر آتی ہیں. لیکن اگر ہم دیکھیں جنرل اس وقت جو چل رہا ہے، جو ویلتھ والے ہوتے ہیں وہ الگ کونے میں ہو جاتے ہیں. ہم کو پچھلے دنوں ایک سن رہا تھا، ایک واقعہ تھا کہ ایک آدمی کے پاس ہیرا تھا، تو کیا ہوا کہ وہ ہیرا نا وہ ایک چوہے نے کھا لیا. اب وہ پریشان، انہوں نے چوہا پکڑنے والے کو بلایا، بولا اسے ہیرا نکال کے، تو چوہا کھا گیا. چوہے تھے وہ ایک ہی جگہ اس نے بند کر دیے، باہر نہیں بھاگ سکتے تھے، اور چوہے تھے کافی سارے. اور بولے اب کیا کرے، اس نے آیا، اس نے کہا شکاری آیا، اس نے کہا مجھے پتا میں نکال لوں گا کون سا چوہا ہے. اب سیکھنے کی بات ہے نا، کوئی نہیں. وہ آیا اور اس نے دیکھا کہ ایک چوہا نا کونے میں بیٹھا ہوا ہے، سارے ادھر، ایک تھوڑا سا کونے میں بیٹھا ہے. اس نے لیا، اسی کو مارا، اور دیکھا تو ادھر سے چوہا نے، چوہے کے ادھر سے نکل آیا ہیرا. بولا یہ کیسے، اتنے سارے چوہے تھے. بولا آج کل یہی ہوتا ہے، جس کے بعد تھوڑا کچھ آ جاتا ہے نا وہ لوگوں سے ہٹ جاتا ہے. بولا اس کے پیٹ میں کچھ آیا نا یہ ہٹ گیا تھوڑا سا. ہمارے بھی سیکھنے کے لیے، ذرا سی دولت آتی ہے نا، ذرا سی ویلتھ آتی ہے، اپنا علاقہ چھوڑتے ہیں، اپنے دوست چھوڑتے ہیں، اپنے رشتے دار چھوڑتے ہیں، اپنی فیملیاں چھوڑتے ہیں، حتیٰ کہ ایسے بدبخت لوگ بھی ہیں جو اپنے ماں باپ کو بھی چھوڑ دیتے ہیں صرف دولت کے لیے. یہ علاقہ چھوڑتے ہیں, ہمارے مثالیں ہیں, ہم بھی ادھر ہی رہتے کہیں اور سے نہیں آئے, اور آپ بھی جانتے, ذرا سا پیسہ آتا ہے دولت آتی ہے, پرانے رشتے دار پرانے دوست ختم, وہ بندہ اپنے آپ کو سمجھنے لگ جاتا ہے. ویلتھ ہونا ویسے کوئی بری, لیکن آج کے دور میں جس حساب کتاب سے چل رہے ہیں یہ ایک بیماری ہے کہ وہ بندہ اپنے آپ کو پتہ نہیں بہت کچھ سمجھنے لگتا ہے. بالکل دولت اگر ہے, حلال طریقے سے کمائی ہے اور حلال طریقے پہ ہی خرچ کرنا ہے, یہ بھی یاد رکھیے گا, کیونکہ قیامت کے دن اللہ کی بار چار بندوں کو لایا جائے گا. ایک آئے گا جس نے حلال کمایا حرام پہ خرچ کیا, جہنم میں پھینک دیا جائے گا. ایک آئے گا جس نے حرام کمایا حرام پہ خرچ کیا, وہ بھی جہنم میں. ایک آئے گا حرام کمایا اور حلال پہ خرچ کیا, وہ بھی جہنم میں. لیکن ایک آئے گا جس نے حلال کمایا 100% اور 100% حلال پہ خرچ کیا, لیکن حکم کیا ہوگا کہ اس کو روکو اور اس کا حساب لو.
اللہ,
کیونکہ حساب حلال کے اوپر ہے, حرام کے اوپر تو عذاب ہے. جو بھی حلال کمایا ہے اس کا حساب ہونا ہے پہلے, اس کے بعد معاملات ہونے. تو ہمیں یہ بھی غور کرنا ہے, حلال کما تو رہے ہیں, خرچ بھی حلال کے اوپر کر رہے ہیں نہیں کر رہے, اور کر بھی رہے ہوں گے جائز, لیکن بلا وجہ تو نہیں خرچ کر رہے ہیں, اس کا بھی تو حساب دینا ہے. تو بہت ساری چیزیں ایسی آتی ہیں جو کہ واقعی جو آج کے دور میں جس کے پاس ویلتھ ہے نا, وہ ان چیزوں کو جو ہے وہ اگنور کر رہا ہوتا ہے اور اپنے آپ کو تباہی کی طرف لے کر جا رہا ہوتا ہے.
جی سید صاحب, جسٹ آن دس پرٹیکولر پوائنٹ ہیئر, وی ہیو ٹو also be grateful to Allah, those who are poor, those people, they do dua, like they say, please supplicate for us that we become rich or that we become wealthy, but they don't understand that there's actually accountability for the halal that you even attain. So, and then even like within the dua itself, we even say this thing that, Ya Allah, if it is better for us, please give it to us. And if it is not good for us, Ya Allah, do not allow it to come near us. But then again, we still ask for money. Maybe that wealth is not good for us.
Jee.
But we're in this trap that we need to acquire wealth. So this is a point about wealth. The Sayyid Sahab, about health I would like to speak about, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shine mercy upon all of the viewers, all of those who are ill, may Allah bless them with shifa, all of their loved ones as well. Today many people are ill and they want remedies for their illnesses. And according to many research experts today have come to this conclusion, where our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us 1400 years ago. Okay. According to research today, Sayyid Sahab, about 80% of our illnesses and diseases are caused by the problems of the teeth and our stomach. And generally, due to not looking after our teeth, several types of diseases, they are gathered within the gums and then they transfer into the stomach, and these cause many illnesses. So many brothers and sisters who may be ill, I'd like to give them a remedy, inshallah, from the prophetic life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the blessed Miswak Sharif. Is to act upon the Miswak Sharif. I am, mashallah, Sayyid Sahab, it was in Ramadan, I believe last year or the year before, when obviously this lockdown was not here, and we delivered a few minutes of a Madani pearl, and I had the Saada speaking about the Miswak Sharif, and this was before Taraweeh was about to begin, and we just mentioned some excellences of the Miswak Sharif. And a few days later, one brother was coincidentally sitting next to me in Taraweeh, and he said to me that advice that you gave me about the Miswak Sharif, I've had a toothache and a problem for 10 years, mm-hmm. and that problem has not been removed. But you mentioned and you told us about the prophetic life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we acted upon the Miswak Sharif, and because of that this pain has gone. And this is the prophetic sunnah. So many experts say that by the Miswak Sharif, 20% more capability than in removing bacteria. So the way a person has now toothbrushes, electric toothbrush, all of these different types of things, we spend a lot of our wealth in trying to recover our health. I'd like to give a remedy from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Acquire a Miswak Sharif, the brothers, they should use this, because even research has shown that it is more beneficial. And if we speak about just a few more things, that these toothbrushes today we have, they don't get through every nook and cranny of our mouth. They don't get through the plaque at times as well. And the Miswak Sharif does this.
MashaAllah.
So, but the thing is, Sayyid Sahab, we learned that it's the Miswak Sharif, right? That's our cure. But we have to know how to perform it properly as well. I'd just like to indicate towards this and then, inshallah, move on. It's that there's a book of Amil Sunnah that has been written. It's called The Virtues of Miswak. And I humbly request the viewers of Madani Channel to go on Dawud Islami's website and download this free of charge, Virtues of Miswak. And in there you will learn the blessings of Miswak, the sunnah, when to perform it. And for example, after eating our food, as this removes the yellowness of the teeth, before going to sleep, the life of the Prophet was that when they would enter their blessed home, they would perform the Miswak Sharif. So if anybody has any illnesses to do with the mouth, with the gums, to the stomach, limbs, to the liver, the kidneys, all of these, if you use the miswak sharif in the correct manner, you will find its cure, inshallah.
Islam ki har cheez mein aur har sunnat ke andar hikmat hai. Agar koshish karenge na amal karne ki, to aap dekhenge kamyabi aapke kadam chumegi. Warna phir jo hal chal raha hai, doctor hai, doctoron ko bhi to well chahiye, to phir doctoron ki chandni hui hoti hai. Aur kya, acha yehi miswak agar doctor keh raha hota to foran jaakar istemal kar lenge. अरे मिलती कितने की, पाउंड की भी नहीं मिलती है. डॉक्टर पता नहीं 50-50 पाउंड की प्रिस्क्रिप्शन दे, ये ले लो वो ले लो, और जो चीज वैसे मिल रही है हमारे को. लेकिन वो वही बात है ना कि इस्लाम की बातों पर अमल ना करने की वजह से आज हम इस हाल पर पहुंचे हैं. अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए. इंशाल्लाह हमारे पास जो सेगमेंट्स हैं वसीम भाई के मदनी फूल के बाद, इंशाल्लाह हम कुछ कलाम सुनेंगे. इंशाल्लाह काफी टाइम हो गया हमारे हामिद रजा भाई से, इंशाल्लाह. और फिर हमारा जो साइन लैंग्वेज का सेगमेंट है उसकी तरफ चलेंगे.
You know, mashallah, Ustad Sahib, Bilal Bhai as well were mentioning the harms of earning haram. And in regards to this, I just want to mention one point. You know, when a person earns haram, he does not only jeopardize his health, but at the same time, many other things. For example, his freedom, his parents, his family, his free time, his security. Everything is on the line when a person is earning haram. For example, a drug dealer. Now this person knows he's doing wrong. You know, he's got 15, 20, maybe 50 customers. Money is definitely coming in. He's got a lot of money coming in. But at the same time, now because of that haram money and because of the work that he's doing, there's many restrictions that come into place. Now this person, even though he might get the money in, but at the same time, this person's always in fear. Who's watching me? You'll see that, you know, a drug dealer. You know, if you look outside the house, you won't see just see one camera. You'll see many cameras outside the house, the front side, and then you'll see many cameras on the back side, because he's always in this form of fear that who's coming, who's watching me. A police car goes past his eyes and, you know, he starts to panic. Have they come for me finally? So, you know, this earning haram money also leads to destruction, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. So these people, they put their respect on the line, they put their freedom on the line, they put their free time on the line, they put everything on the line. And what happens when they finally get caught? 20, 30 years in prison, and that's it. You wasted all your life just because he was getting money at that time. So going towards haram, this is that thing that you lose your blessings. You cause destruction in this world and in the hereafter. So always stick with halal, inshallah. Like Bilal Bhai mentioned beautifully, you know, today people are associated with many problems. Whether I've got this difficulty, I've got that difficulty. Simply like you just mentioned, you turn to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You turn to the Quran and you turn to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All your problems which you could face in this world, inshallah, the solution is all there, inshallah.
Aayye kuch kalam sunte hain, inshallah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دعا
میں کیا Ya ya ya
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, it's time for our sign language segment, inshallah, and we'll start with Kamar bhai.
Aapne
ishaara karna hai. Bilal bhai ko karenge, Waseem bhai ko?
Aap jaise farmaye ho.
Jaise aap.
Woh seed mein hai toh.
Seed mein kar, theek hai.
Sirat-e Mustafa.
Ji, ready.
I'm old. That's the second word. Welcome.
Yeah, but humble. Our boy, how did he reach here?
Humble. Respect. Respecting old.
क्या बात
respecting the elderly
ठीक माशाल्लाह मुश्किल था लेकिन कमर भाई क्या बात है जी respecting elders माशाल्लाह
सुभानअल्लाह
हामिद भाई तैयारी है ना इंशाल्लाह जहां वसीम भाई टर्न वसीम भाई इशारा करेंगे आपको इंशाल्लाह आपने देखना नहीं है वैसे भी देखने वाला नहीं है ओए ओए क्या कर दिया क्या सिंह भाई क्या हो गया कट मार रहे हैं आप क्या
डेड ओह ही थिंकिंग इज डेड
ट्राई करते जाए अल्फाज बोलते जाए कुछ ना कुछ निकल आया इशारा तो सही कर रहे हैं देखते कहां पहुंचते हैं
डेथ इज द सेकंड वर्ड एंड फर्स्ट वन और थिंकिंग अबाउट हिमसेल्फ ओह रिमाइंडिंग ऑफ द डेथ Reminder.
Oh, yeah. Kabhi, kabhi, kareeb, kareeb pahunch gaye. Ji, ji. MashaAllah. Hamid bhai, marhaba. Remember that. Aur hamesha maut ko yaad rakhna chahiye. InshaAllah. Isse insaan gunahon se bachne ka bahut zehen banta hai. Chale ji, Bilal bhai, ready? Kya nikal aaya ji?
Madina. Dome, Mazar, Dome, Green Dome, Dome, Dome of the Rock, Masjid, Elevated Dome, Dome, Dome is the one of the words of the Dome.
जी जी ठीक है
ओके समथिंग अबाउट द डोम हु इज डोम द मजार ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मस्जिद नबवी हु इज डोम ओल्डर बिगर
the domes of the saints. Saint. Saint is a word, huh? Awliya, it's in English, so what? Saint. Prophet. Imam. Imam Abu Hanifa's. Imam Malik.
सारे बोलते जाएंगे ये तो रोकना पड़ जाएगा सारे नाम लेंगे तो कहीं ना कहीं तो पहुंच ही जाएंगे
इज एन इमाम इमाम फिक इमाम आओ
सल्लू अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद आखिरी आखिरी चांस देते कमर भाई एक एक तुक्का और लगा लें हैव वन गेस व्हिच इमाम امام تو نہیں ہے نا احمد رضا گنبد کی بات ہو رہی ہے
مزار اف امام احمد رضا دی ڈوم اف امام احمد رضا
سیدی اعلی حضرت علیہ رحمہ کے جو گنبد شریف ہے
ماشاءاللہ
ماشاءاللہ اور ہاؤ تھنکنگ حضرت لائک اعلی اٹ واز بی ٹو فار
چیلنج جی احمد رضا بھائی ریڈی ہیں
دا ہاٹ اور ماشاءاللہ
ماشاءاللہ اسی میں دیکھنا نہیں ہے نا اب ادھر ادھر دیکھ رہا ہوتا ہے
Book, Quran, reading the Quran, on Jummah, thirty surahs of the Quran, 29, 28, 30, 20 Surah Yasin. Twenty-third spara of the Quran.
Yeah, baat hai ji. 23rd spara. Yeah. MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek package hai, inshaAllah, wo lete hain, phir mazid guftugu karenge. Abhi tak hum wealth ke upar hi karte aaye. Kuch hell ki wajah se bhi kuch masail hote hain. Uske upar bhi baat karenge, inshaAllah. Ji.
What is the definition of hell? لفظ صحت کتنا اہم ہے یہ صحت اب یہ کوئی ایسی چیز تو نہیں جو کسی دکان سے مل جائے بلکہ یہ اللہ عز و جل کی طرف سے عطا کردہ خاص نعمت ہے اس کی ڈیفینیشن تعریف کیا ہے ہیلتھ از اے اسٹیٹ آف کمپلیٹ فزیکل مینٹل اینڈ سوشل ویل بینگ اینڈ ناٹ میئرلی دا ایبسنس آف ڈیزیز اور انفرمیٹی صرف بیماری کا نہ ہونا صحت نہیں جیسا کہ عام طور پہ سمجھا جاتا ہے کہ مجھے کھانسی نہیں ہے بخار نہیں ہے فلو نہیں ہے تو میں صحت مند ہوں ایسا نہیں ہے بلکہ جسمانی ذہنی طور پر اور دوسروں کے ساتھ تعلقات یہ جو معاشرے میں رہتے ہیں فٹ ہونا ان تمام معاملات میں فٹ ہونا یہ صحت مند ہونا ہے انسانی صحت کے حوالے سے ایک بہت اہم فیکٹر وہ ڈائٹ ہے یعنی کھانا ہائی کولیسٹرول ہائی بلڈ پریشر اوور ویٹ اوبیسٹی موٹاپا اپنی صحت کے بارے میں ذرا سی تحقیق شاید ہمیں ان بیماریوں کی فہرست میں شامل کر دے ڈبلیو ایچ او ورلڈ ہیلتھ آرگنائزیشن کی ایک تحقیق کے مطابق سن 2000 سے 2015 تک کارڈیو ویسکولر ڈیزیزز یعنی دل کے امراض میں 45% تک اضافہ ہوا اور اس کی بنیادی وجہ وہ غذا کی بے احتیاطی ہے بیلنسڈ ڈائٹ یعنی بیلنسڈ ڈائٹ متوازن غذا اس سے مراد وہ غذا ہے جس میں انسانی صحت کی نشو نما کے لیے تمام ضروری اجزاء موجود ہوں یقیناً گوشت پروٹینز آئرنز اور منرلز کا ایک بہت بڑا ذریعہ ہے لیکن ایک دن میں 250 گرام گوشت یہ کافی ہے ایک بچہ جس کی بھی گروتھ ہو رہی ہے اسے پروٹینز کی ضرورت ہے اور بچوں کی پیدائش کے حوالے سے ایک ماں کو ایکسٹرا آئرن اور کیلشیم چاہیے گوشت انڈا دودھ مچھلی سبزیاں اور پھل بہت ضروری ہیں ایک شخص جس کا بھاگنے دوڑنے کا وزن اٹھانے کا کام ہے اسے انسٹنٹ انرجی کی صورت میں سمپل شوگر کی زیادہ مقدار چاہیے سبزیاں اور پھل اپنی خوراک میں ضرور شامل کیجیے سالوں پر محیط بہت سی مختلف ریسرچز کے مطابق 800 گرام پھل اور سبزیاں کم از کم ایک دن میں ضرور استعمال کرنی چاہیے کوئی ایک چیز تمام غذائی ضروریات کو پورا نہیں کرتی ورائٹی اینڈ پلنٹی یعنی مختلف اقسام کی زیادہ مقدار میں سبزیاں اور پھل ہمارے کھانے کے مینیو میں شامل ہونی چاہیے. نیوز راؤنڈ سروے کے مطابق 50% سے زیادہ بچے سبزیاں اور پھل یا تو بالکل استعمال نہیں کرتے یا معیار سے کم کرتے ہیں. یہاں ایک حدیث پاک میں اپنے مدنی چینل کے ناظرین کے گوش گزار کر دوں. اللہ کے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا، آدمی اپنے پیٹ سے زیادہ برا برتن نہیں بھرتا، انسان کے لیے چند لقمے کافی ہیں جو اس کی پیٹھ کو سیدھا رکھیں. اگر ایسا نہ کر سکے تو ایک تہائی کھانے کے لیے، ایک تہائی پانی کے لیے اور ایک تہائی سانس کے لیے ہو. اور آج بڑے سے بڑے ڈاکٹر کے پاس چلے جائیں، بھوک سے کم کھانے کے فوائد وہ ایکسپلین کر رہا ہوگا. کافی افراد کو شکایت رہتی ہے کہ ہمارا پیٹ ٹھیک نہیں رہتا، مختلف قسم کے امراض لگے رہتے ہیں، بہت سی دوائیاں لیں ٹھیک نہیں ہوتے. یقین کیجئے، آزما لیجئے، بھوک سے کم کھانا شروع کر دیجئے، انشاءاللہ عزوجل آپ کو بہت سے امراض سے نجات مل جائے گی. کھانا ہضم کرنے کے لیے اور ہضم شدہ کھانے کو جسم کے مختلف حصوں تک پہنچانے کے لیے اور بہت سے وائٹل فنکشنز کے لیے پانی کا زیادہ استعمال کیجئے. دن میں 2 سے 3 لیٹر یعنی 6 سے 8 بلکہ اس سے بھی زیادہ گلاس پانی استعمال کیجئے. کوکنگ آئل کی روزانہ کی ریکوائرمنٹ 20 گرام یعنی 4 چائے کے چمچ ہے، اور بچوں کے اندر یہ روزانہ 5 چائے کے چمچ ہو سکتی ہے، لیکن دل کے مریض وہ کم تیل استعمال کریں. نمک اور چینی کا استعمال کم کر دیجئے. یقین کیجئے، دیر از نو نیڈ آف ایڈڈ شوگر اینڈ سالٹ ان آور ڈائٹ. اوپر سے نمک اور چینی چھڑکنے کی کوئی ضرورت نہیں ہوتی. جتنی ہمارے جسم کو ریکوائرمنٹ ہے، چینی اور نمک پہلے ہی اتنا غذا میں موجود ہوتا ہے. واک ضرور کیجئے، چلیے ہفتے میں 5 دن، کم از کم روزانہ 20 منٹ، جسے تیز چلنا کہتے ہیں، برسک واکنگ، یعنی ایسے چلیں کہ جسم سے پسینہ آ جائے، یہ بہت ضروری ہے. بچوں کے لیے دن میں 9 سے 11 گھنٹے اور بڑوں کے لیے 7 سے 8 گھنٹے نیند بہت ضروری ہے. جس طرح ہمارے موبائل کی بیٹری کم ہو جاتی ہے اور موبائل کو بیٹری کے ساتھ ہم لگاتے ہیں تو موبائل ریچارج ہو جاتا ہے، سمجھ لیجئے سونے کی اہمیت ایک انسان کے جسم میں ایسی ہی ہے جیسے بیٹری ریچارج کی ہے. اور مسکراتے رہیے. جی ہاں، ریسرچ کے مطابق اگر بغیر کسی وجہ کے بھی مسکرایا جائے تو جسم میں کیمیکل انڈورفن ریلیز ہوتا ہے جو کہ انسان کو ہشاش بشاش کر دیتا ہے. مدنی چینل کے ناظرین، اپنے گھر والوں کے ساتھ وقت گزاریے، صحت کی قدر کیجئے، کیونکہ صحت بڑی نعمت ہے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
مسکراتے بھی رہیے، صحت کے لیے بڑا ضروری ہے. اچھا صحت نا، جیسے قمر بھائی نے سٹارٹنگ میں بات کی تھی، ٹچ کیا تھا، اب اس کو تھوڑا سا ہم بھی لیتے ہیں. بہت زیادہ ویلتھ کے حوالے سے بات ہو گئی اور ہیلتھ کے حوالے سے بھی کچھ بات ہو، کہ دیکھا گیا ہے کہ لوگ ہیلتھ کو قائم رکھنے کے لیے، صحت کو برقرار رکھنے کے لیے کچھ نہ کچھ کرتے ہیں. کچھ کھانا پینا چھوڑ دیتے ہیں، کچھ ایکسٹرا ڈائٹنگ کر رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ بس وہ اپنے آپ کو مصیبت میں ڈال دیتے ہیں، کھانا پینا چھوڑ دیتے ہیں بالکل، اور بھوکے رہنے کی کہتے ہیں نا حدیں بھی پار کر جاتے ہیں. اچھا کچھ ورزش کرنا شروع کرتے ہیں، ایکسرسائز، لگتا ہے کہ شاید ان کے زمین پر دوڑنے سے زمین گردش کر رہی ہے. وہ ایسے ہی کر رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ بھائی بس میں یہ کر رہا ہوں، آپ دیکھیں آپ کو پتہ ہی نہیں ایسے گھومے گی، ایسے ہوتا ہوتا کچھ بھی نہیں ہے، کچھ کوئی بھی گردش نہیں کر رہا. تو آپ یہ کہتے ہیں جی میں بھاگ رہا ہوں تو یہ سب کچھ ہو رہا ہے، نہ آپ کے بھاگنے سے کچھ ہو رہا ہے اور نہ ہی کسی کی گردش کرنے سے کچھ ہو رہا ہے. یہ یاد رکھیے گا، نہ آپ زمین کو توڑ سکتے ہیں نہ زمین کو پھاڑ سکتے ہیں. اس لیے نارمل رہیں، وٹامن لے رہے ہوتے ہیں جو برباد کر رہے ہوتے ہیں، اندر ہی اندر سے کھوکھلا بھی کر رہے ہوتے ہیں بہت ساری چیزوں کو. مجھے وہ فلاں جگہ ایڈورٹائز آیا اور پتہ ہی نہیں کہ اس کے سائیڈ افیکٹ کیا ہوں گے. اپنی باڈی کو بنانے کے لیے یہ چیزیں استعمال کرتے ہیں، لیکن ذہن کو بنانے کے لیے کچھ نہیں کر رہے ہوتے. ذہن مینٹلی ڈسٹرب ہو رہا ہوتا ہے، بھاگتے ہیں تو 8-8 گھنٹے بھاگ رہے ہوتے ہیں، بہت سے ایسے ہیں 8-8 گھنٹے بھاگ رہے. متوازن رہیں، اپنی چیزوں کو بیلنس کر کے چلیں. صحت مند اور صحت کے حوالے سے جو ہم بات کر رہے ہیں ہیلتھ کے، خالی یہ نہیں ہے کہ بندہ بالکل سلم ہے اور جی فٹ ہے، کہ جی یہ اس کی باڈی ہے، یہ اس کا وزن ہے، اس کا مینٹل لیول کیا ہے یہ بھی کاؤنٹ کیا جاتا ہے. اب یہ نہیں ہے کہ وہ ویسے تو صحت مند نظر آ رہا ہے لیکن اس کا ذہن جو ہے وہ صحت مند نہیں ہے، ہر وقت نیگیٹو مائنڈ رکھنے والا ہے، ہر ایک کے اندر برائیاں نکالنے والا ہے، تو یہ چیز جو ہے یہ غلط ہے. صحت کی بات کر رہے ہیں، ہیلتھ کی بات کر رہے ہیں، مکمل پرسن جس کو آپ کہیں گے نا جو واقعی صحت مند ہے وہ مینٹلی بھی صحت مند ہونا چاہیے اور فزیکلی بھی صحت مند ہونا چاہیے اس کے ایٹیٹیوڈ بھی صحت مند ہونے چاہیے ہوتا کیا ہے کہ اب وہ صحت مند دکھ تو رہا ہوگا لیکن وہاں پر جا کر جو برائیوں میں پڑا ہوتا ہے وہ صحت مند نہیں ہوتا ہے جو شرابیں پی رہا ہو جو گالیاں بک رہا ہو جو سگریٹیں پی رہا ہو جو گناہوں کا بازار گرم کر رہا ہو جو بدماش بنا ہوا ہو جو ہنڈا گردی کر رہا ہو اور بولے کہ میری صحت یہ ہے وہ صحت کسی کام کی نہیں ہے وہ صحت بربادی کی طرف لے کر جا رہی ہے تو مینٹلی طور پر بھی اپنے آپ کو جو ہے صحت مند رکھنے کی کوشش کریں
جی شاہ صاحب ون آف دی امپورٹنٹ آسپیکٹس آف ہیلتھ اینڈ اٹس سچ اے گریٹ بلیسنگ آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی دیٹ اکارڈنگ ٹو ون حدیث دس will be specified on the day of judgment the first question or one of the first questions that will be asked from an individual among the favors in terms of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him did we not give you good health or a body a healthy a physical well-being and did we not give you cool water to drink so two things which are very basic fundamental things and we take for granted people when they want to drink water they just don't not just water it has to be cool refreshing water
mm-hmm.
both of these blessings will be part of the accountability on the day of judgment and the accountability factor is connected to every single blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's more burdensome for wealth which is accumulated and as you mentioned wealth which is earned in a haram way that will incur punishment but wealth which is in But there is still an element of answerability. You have to give answers for why you did what you did. How did you spend and earn your wealth? That is one of the specified questions on the Day of Judgment. As far as parents at home are concerned, if a young man, barely in his early 20s, is coming back with a lot of money, is parking his car, which is worth thousands of pounds, and does not work at all, is not actually employed if asked the question then it's a parental kind of response it's a right of the family members to question him if you can't control him if you have no such authority where you can take things may change him there and then at least disaffiliate and say we have nothing to do with what you bring into this household We have nothing to do with the money that you put in front of us. We have absolutely no inclination to this because in our thinking, this is haram unless you prove otherwise. Because apparently what we can see, there is no halal means for you to bring this money and to be driving such cars at the moment. So what you bring to us seems to us as haram unless you prove otherwise. The problem is, Shah Sahib, when the comforts and luxuries of this world overwhelm an individual when he's thinking oh I can make my house bigger I can decorate my home in such a way I can get so many things for my household you know what he did and how he earned the money that's not my problem that's his problem I just took what I was given this is the attitude the parents have and the very same parents they come crying to the imams or for dua when the house is raided when police dogs come into the house,
Allah,
when
Allah.
Walls are broken, money is taken out, drugs are taken out, when they're humiliated. And you see, they don't worry about the humiliation when it's going on. The neighbors know what's going on.
See.
But the arrogance in sin, it's like you're opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah. You don't care. So I don't, you know, the attitude, I don't care if it's, I live in my house, if someone wants to say something, so they say it to my face. It's not about saying it to your face. You will have to face Allah on the Day of Judgment. That is what we should be worried about. We shouldn't be worried about facing people as much as we should be worried about facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that people say, my wealth. And what is your wealth? Wealth is that which you consumed and it finished.
Okay.
Is the clothing which you wore and it became old. But what you gave in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that remains. But moving on to on this point, Shah Sahib, some people think that they earn haram and they'll give it in the way of Allah.
And that's okay.
And that's it. You know, I've made for it. That's my expiation. And it's almost like they're creating an even bigger, digging an even bigger grave, so to speak, for themselves. One, you'd earned haram, and secondly, you thought that this haram money can be spent in these halal rewarding ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified, these ways that are ways of salvation for people. There is no way that one can attain salvation through evil, one can attain salvation through haram. And it's a reminder for everyone that if you witness any such haram income coming into the household, whether your brother speaks, your sister speaks, anyone else speaks, as an individual, as a Muslim, it's your responsibility to stand up and say, this is haram, this shouldn't be coming into my household.
MashaAllah. Haram ki nahusad mein ye barkat to khatam karta hi hai. Lekin woh na sadqa bhi karo to sadqa bhi kabool nahi hota hai. Ye nahi hai ke woh haram ka kamar hain aur bol rahe hain ke ji main ye idhar bhi laga dunga, neki ke kaam mein idhar bhi kar dunga, sab theek hai. Sab theek nahi hai. Halal hi kamana hai, halal hi kharch karna hai. सेहत का भी ख्याल रखना है और अपनी दौलत का भी ख्याल रखना है प्लीज ये भी याद रखिएगा
दुआ they say that we did supplications and we made dua one of the main reasons for dua not being accepted is the fact that what is consumed whether that's the money that is earned or whether that is the morsels that you put into your mouth they are haram haram morsels haram consumption is one of the greatest obstacles in attaining acceptance of supplications in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so all those people who are complaining doesn't mean by default you've eaten haram but a lot of people who overly complain they don't realize that what's coming in is haram so what is going to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be accepted
even the 10 dirham ka kapda ho na 9 dirham halal ki aur 1 haram ho तो फिर भी उस कपड़े में अगर नमाज पढ़ेंगे तो कबूल नहीं है इतनी इतनी जो है इसकी नहुसत है हराम की लेकिन फिर भी जो है वो बाज नहीं आते हैं तो प्लीज़ कोशिश करें देखिए हर चीज़ कोशिश करने से बेहतरी की तरफ आती है अगर आप कोशिश ही नहीं करते तो कहाँ से होगा सेहत को भी लेने घर में बैठे रहें और खाते रहें और उसके बाद बोले सेहत ठीक नहीं है क्या करूँ तो भाई कुछ तो करना पड़ेगा ना एक्सरसाइज करनी पड़ेगी वॉक करनी पड़ेगी डाइट प्लान बनाना पड़ेगा जब जाके इसी तरह हराम से बच रहा है तो आपको प्लान करना पड़ेगा उन जगहों से आप कीचड़ से बचना चाहते हैं तो कीचड़ में चलना छोड़ना पड़ेगा तभी तो कीचड़ से बचेंगे कीचड़ में चलते भी हो कहते कीचड़ से कैसे बचूं तो जहां जहां से हराम आता है उधर से रास्ते बंद करने पड़ेंगे तभी आप हराम से बचेंगे बहरहाल टाइम हमारे पास थोड़ा सा रह गया है और मुबल्लिगीन ने बहुत कुछ कहना है
वन मेजर प्रॉब्लम इन आवर सोसाइटी टुडे एंड दिस इन्वॉल्व्स 38% ऑफ द वर्ल्ड्स पॉपुलेशन एंड दिस इज फिजिकल इनएक्टिविटी यू नो टुडे बिकॉज़ व्हाट यूज्ड टू हैपन इन द प्रीवियस टाइम इज यू गो फ्रॉम वन एरिया टू द अदर एरिया Even one country to the other country, you would go on foot. But today, you just want to travel on your road and people are going taking their cars. You want to go to your local grocery shop and people are taking their cars. Meaning so much dependency on cars and we're not doing daily exercise. Even I was speaking to someone the other day and he owns a takeaway. And he was saying to me that there's someone on the next road. And I told them that, look, if you order this takeaway and we deliver to your house, it's going to cost you £5 delivery. People are willing to pay £5-10 on delivery instead of just going to the shop themselves and picking it up themselves. So this is one major problem there is in our society, physical inactivity. And this is something that contributes to many diseases like heart diseases, stroke, diabetes, all these things by not having enough exercise. And WHO, the World Health Organization, they recommend that at least once or every week you should have about 150 minutes of exercise, 2.5 hours. Because if you do this, inshallah azawajal, cancer, diabetes, heart diseases, strokes, these are the major, major problems in our society. You do physical activity, inshallah azawajal, this will be reduced by 50%, inshallah azawajal. So on a daily basis, then, Bapu, our Islam is so beautiful. Today, if you make this intention that I'm going to go for a 45-minute walk to improve my health so I can do the work of deen, you walking, this is a form of reward. You walk into the masjid with the intention of improving your health and walk into the masjid, this is also a form of reward. Those people who are ill at this moment in time, you taking medicine with this intention that this will make me better so I can read my namaz, I can do the worship of Allah, you taking medicine with the right intentions, this is a form of reward as well. So it's all about the mindset, but especially physical inactivity. Today especially because a lot of people are working from home. Yes. 7-8 hours you're working from home, you're sitting. But at the end of the day, even the government, Even the doctors, they recommend that after every half an hour, after 1 hour, at least go for a walk around your house. At least go for a walk. In the lockdown, the government's recommended that, okay, Tika, you can't go for unessential travel, but at the end of the day, you can go for one exercise on a daily basis. So this is something that is recommended. So inshallah, Azawajal, instead of sitting at home, especially after eating and damaging your health, let's do some physical activity, inshallah, Azawajal, as this is proven from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well.
MashaAllah.
One thing which is even before this is a person's mental state. Today, our psychological state is so weak that we can't get ourselves up to perform this physical activity. It's brilliant to attain motivation, and millions of people are getting motivated to do physical exercise. But the point is, mentally, we are not strong. Any difficulty that comes our way, we're completely zero. If somebody tells us off or something, we're so weak mentally that we don't even move. We're like, okay, he's told me off, or I don't think it's good for me now. So the point, I think, is that we have to mentally get our mind right, meaning not just psychologically, but as well as this, many things will happen. If a person psychologically is not well, then his physical health would definitely take a hit. His wealth, his family members, everything around that person will be affected due to him or her psychologically not being stable or not being disciplined in that field. And I think Islam, subhanAllah, Islam gives us such a beautiful mindset. But just one thing just outside of Islam, Sayyid Saab, is that don't give your mindset the opportunity to kind of give you that point, oh, it's best not to do it today. So what I'd just like to clarify here is that today many people don't do anything because we are very much reliant upon our thoughts, upon our thinking. So for example, it's time for namaz, and Islamically we have to get up and perform our namaz. But if we sit there and be like, oh, time has just started, I'll wait a bit longer, then I'll go. But this is the trick of the shaitan. And this is us also being spiritually a bit weak and also mentally not strong psychologically. So the point here I'd like to say is cut out this middleman of thinking. When Islam tells us to do a duty, the choice of the slave, there is no choice. Just like we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you look in history, a slave has no rights. Everything that he owns goes to his master. Everything that he wears is his master. Whatever he eats is whatever his master provides for him. He cannot even have marriage without the permission of his master. And this was the mindset of slaves. And Islam actually abolished slavery because of this lack of rights for human beings. But if we think of ourselves that we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when it's our time to perform activities which will please Allah, we need to take out this mindset within ourselves that, okay, it's time to reflect, or maybe, what do I think about this? How long should I wait? Let's wait a bit and then do it later. So meaning this point, Sayyid Saab, mentally, psychologically, we have to be stronger. Yes. Inshallah, we will see that many other avenues within our life will open up for us. The reason is because we're downhearted very easily. We don't have that passion to get through that difficulty, to get through that struggle. And this is something which Islam gives us a mindset of being disciplined.
MashaAllah. Discipline in life should be there. And the best discipline ki misal kya hai? Namaz. Aapko aisa active rakhti hai, jisko namaz ki aadat ho gayi, aap wo dekhenge ki uski sehat kitni theek rehti. Yakeen kare, main aapko sahi keh raha hu. Hamare buzurgon ko dekhe ya jo bade hai, boodhe, aap dekhenge, wo kaise tahajjud mein uthte, kaise fit rehte. اور آج 30 سال کا 28 سال کا وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ جیسے نماز کے عالم عطا یاد میں بیٹھ کر دکھاتے آدھے گھنٹے اور امیر اہل سنت دو دو تین تین چار چار گھنٹے آپ نے بیٹھے دیکھا ہوگا مدنی مذاکرے کا یہ کیا ہے یہ اپنی آپ نے ویسے جی میں یہ اتنا کیجی اٹھا لوں گا یہ کیجی اٹھانا نہیں ہوتا آپ مینٹلی کتنے سٹرونگ ہیں اپنے جسم کو کس حساب سے آپ نے فٹ رکھا ہوا ہے آپ دیکھیں نا امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہ ان عالیہ کی مثال ہمارے سامنے 72 پلس جو ہے وہ ایج ہو چکی ہے لیکن اب بھی کئی جوانوں سے زیادہ جو ہے اگر آپ دیکھیں ان کی ہمت ان کی طاقت ان کا چلنا انہوں نے بیلنس رکھی ہوئی چیزیں صحت کا بھی خیال رکھتے ہیں اپنی چیزوں کا خیال رکھتے ہیں کب کیا کرنا ہے یہ ساری چیزیں اور وہ ساری چیزیں اسلام کی باؤنڈری کے اندر ہے اسلام منع نہیں کرتا ہے آپ کو لیکن کچھ چیزیں ہیں جو آپ کو کرنے سے جو ہے اس کا فائدہ ہوتا ہے آپ مثال کے طور پر ڈاکٹر آپ کو کہتے ہیں کہ یہ کرنا تو آپ فوراً مان لو گے اور اگر مولانا کہہ دے تو نا مولانا صاحب کیسی بات کر رہے ہو آپ یہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے اور ڈاکٹر کہہ دے کہ صبح بھی اٹھنا ہے دوپہر شام اٹھنا ہے تھوڑا بہت اوپر نیچے ہونا ہے تو آپ بولو گے ٹھیک ہے اور ہم کہہ رہے ہیں آئے جی نماز پڑھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ آپ کی صحت بھی ٹھیک ہوگی آپ کا دماغ بھی ٹھیک ہوگا رحمتیں بھی ملیں گی برکتیں بھی ملیں گی اور آپ بولو گے یہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے کبھی کبھی نا دوائی میڈیسن اب کیونکہ دولت کی بہت بات ہو گئی اب ہیلتھ کی بات کریں نا कभी कभार हेल्थ पता आपको कैसे मिलती है, नॉट ऑल द टाइम विद द मेडिसिन, हर दफा इंजेक्शन लगाने से नहीं मिलती है, कभी कभी हेल्थ ज़हनी सुकून बगैर दवाओं के, मुस्कुराने से, अपने लोगों को माफ करने से, लोगों की बातों को इग्नोर करने से भी इंसान को सेहत मिल जाती है, सुकून मिल जाता है। ये जो इतना कुछ लग कर बैठे हुए होते ना, ये भी आपको इंटरनली डैमेज कर रहा होता है। लग आप बिल्कुल फिट रहे होंगे 6 फीट के, लेकिन अंदर से जो आपका जहन होगा वो 3 फीट का भी नहीं होगा, तो वो अंदर ही अंदर डैमेज हो रहा होगा। फिर एकदम 6 फीट का आदमी भी धड़ाम से गिरता और पता चला कि इतना डिप्रेशन का ये मरीज था कि पता ही नहीं चला क्या हुआ। तो सारी चीजों को बैलेंस लेकर चलें, मुस्कुराना सीखें, मुस्कुराने की वजह से बहुत डिप्रेशन दूर होता है। अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए। बाहर कुछ कॉल्स हैं इंशाल्लाह, और फिर इंशाल्लाह एंडिंग होने वाली है हमारे प्रोग्राम की, कमर भाई से भी कुछ मजीद मदनी फूल लेंगे। जी कॉल्स चला दीजिए।
इमरान रजा अत्तारी लेस्टर से अर्ज़गुज़ार हूँ। माशाल्लाह बात तो सक्सेस में आज का सिलसिला बहुत ही प्यारा है। टॉपिक अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह मदीना मदीना हेल्थ और वेल्थ। जाहिर है कि हेल्थ को ही हमें चूज करना चाहिए, और माशाल्लाह मुबल्लिगीन के जो मदनी फूल हैं मदीना मदीना।
एक कॉल और ले लेते हैं इंशाल्लाह।
My name is Muhammad Irfan Adeem Atari, calling from St. Ives, Cambridge. MashaAllah, your program, Path to Success, is a very lovely program, and your topics every day are very knowledgeable. And me and my family watch Path to Success every time it's on. And please, may I ask Nat Khan to recite this Nat. Chamke tujhse paate hai sab paane wale mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale jazakallahu khair.
चलें जी, आपने आखिर में आई कॉल, लेकिन इंशाल्लाह आपको दो शेर जरूर सुनवाएंगे इसके आखिर में। इंशाल्लाह एंडिंग की तरफ चलते हैं, लेकिन दो शेर अगर सुना दें हुजूर जो फरमाइश की है। हमारे मुबल्लिगीन आपको क्या एडवाइस करेंगे?
वेरी क्विकली शाह साहब, टाइम इज ऑब्वियसली रनिंग आउट फॉर आवर सेशन। बेस्ड ऑन द प्रोफेटिक इंस्ट्रक्शंस, थ्री फ्रेंड्स फॉर मैन, अ फ्रेंड हु इज विद हिम अंटिल डेथ, अ फ्रेंड विद हिम अंटिल द ग्रेव, एंड अ फ्रेंड विद हिम अंटिल द डे ऑफ जजमेंट।
सुभानअल्लाह।
द फ्रेंड विद हिम अंटिल डेथ इज हिज वेल्थ, व्हाटएवर ही अमास्ड हिज एसेट्स, एज़ सून एज़ ही डाइज that bond is broken, there is no benefit that that particular friend can give. The other friend until the grave, those are the family members. Family members will pray the funeral prayer, they'll bury the individual into his grave, but they can't go beyond that, and that's where that companionship or friendship ends, apparently. And the third the friendship or the friend that is with the person until the day of judgment, those are the deeds of an individual. So if we make our deeds good, these deeds will be companions for us in the grave and helpers for us on the day of judgment. So we must be aware of this and remember this always.
MashaAllah. Beautiful advice, Ji Bilal Bhai.
Ji Seed Sahib, topic today, health or wealth. We understand that health is more important than our wealth. And more than physical health, I'd like to emphasize on psychological and the mind. Zehni Tor Par, Seed Sahib, everybody, all the viewers of Madni Channel who can hear me, please look after your mental well-being, your psychological well-being. Do not let the pressures of society, do not let people's burdens be upon yourself. Okay, psychologically look after yourself, because when you are psychologically stable, Seed Sahib, then you will be able to benefit people. If you are always worried, if you are always in difficulty, if you are always worrying about these types of things, you are not able to benefit people properly. So please look after your psychological health. The best way is by holding steadfast and upon namaz and patience, as the Quran has taught us. And inshallah azawajal, we will see that within our life, we will not only be benefiting ourselves from this, but we'll benefit others as well.
MashaAllah.
So this final message, today's topic is health or wealth. For both of these things, if we want barakat in our health, whether it's a mental point of view or whether we want barakat in our sustenance, one wazifa, we do this inshallah, we will get barakat in our health and in our inshallah wealth, and that's recite Durood-e Pak. When you recite Durood-e Pak, there's blessings in your sustenance and there's blessing in your wealth as well, inshallah. So more Durood-e Pak you will recite, the more blessings you will gain, inshallah.
MashaAllah. मैं आखिर में एक आपको एडवाइस ये करना चाहूंगा कि इफ यू वांट टू रियलाइज द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ योर लाइफ एंड हेल्थ, गो इन हॉस्पिटल एंड लुक, अस्पताल जाएं, देन यू विल अंडरस्टैंड दैट नथिंग इज मोर ब्यूटीफुल देन हेल्थ. अस्पताल के अंदर ऐसे ऐसे लोग मरीज हैं, ऐसे ऐसे हैं, 20, 25, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, जो 6-6, 8-8 घंटे जिम के अंदर गुजारते थे, लेकिन अस्पताल में इस तरह पड़े हुए, एक नर्व जो होती वो काम करना छोड़ती है, इंसान का जिस्म बेबस हो जाता है. अल्लाह ने सेहत दी है, शुक्र अदा करें. अल्लाह ने दौलत दी है, हलाल जरिए कमाएं और हलाल जरिए पे ही, हलाल चीज़ों पे खर्च करें, इंशाल्लाह आपको इसकी भी बरकत मिलेगी. अपना ख्याल रखिएगा. लुक आफ्टर योरसेल्फ एंड कीप वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल.
The path of knowledge